ভগবতী উত্তম শ্লোকে ভক্তির ভগবতি ভাগবত ফোর্থ ক্যান্টো চ্যাপ্টার 9 ধ্রুব মহারাজ রিটার্ন সং টেক্সট নাম্বার 53-56 টেক্সট নাম্বার 56 ইজ অন দ্য বোর্ড সো বিফোর উই রিড দ্যাট আই উইল রিড দ্য টেক্সট অ্যান্ড ট্রান্সলেশন ফ্রম 53-55 then we chant 56 together. Lalyamanam janer evam dhruvam subhrataram nepa arapa karini vrishta stuyamana abhishakuram. The sage Maitreya continued, my dear Vidura, when everyone was thus praising Dhruva Maharaj, the king was very happy. And he had Dhruva and his brother seated on the back of a sea elephant. Thus he returned to his capital where he was praised by all classes of men. Text 54. Tatra tatra upasankalpate lasan makara tarane sabrindai kalali sambai pugapatescha tadditvat. The whole city was decorated with columns of banana trees containing bunches of fruits and flowers, and betel nut trees with leaves and branches were seen here and there. There are also many gates set up which were structured to give the appearance of sarks. Auspicious ceremonies with decorations of the green leaves of the palms, coconut trees, betel nut trees and banana trees and fruits, flowers and leaves are an age-old custom in India. To receive his great son, Dhruva Maharaj, King Uttanapad arranged a good reception and all the citizens very enthusiastically took part with great jubilation. Text 55. Chuta Pallava Vasasran Mukta Dama Vilam Vivi Upakshitam Prati Dharan Apam Kumbhavai Sodipakai. At each and every gate there were burning lamps, big water pots decorated with differently colored cloth, strings of pearls, flower garlands and hanging mango leaves. So now text 56 is on the board. Prakare Gopuragare Sat Kumbha Parichadatai Sarvata Alankritam Srimad Vimana Shikhara Dubhi Prakarair Gopuragarai Sat Kumbha Parichadai Sarvat Alankritam Srima Vimana Shikhara Dubhi Prakarai Gopuragarai Sat Kumbha Parichadai Sarvat Alankritam Srima Vimana Shikhara Dubhi. Sakarai, with surrounding walls. Gopura, city gates. Agarai, with houses. Satakumbha, golden. Parichadai, with ornamental work. Sarvata, on all sides. Alankritam, decorated. Srimat, valuable, beautiful. Bimana, airplanes. Sikhara, domes. Dubihi, glittering. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. In the capital city, there were many palaces, city gates, and surrounding walls, which were already very, very beautiful. And on this occasion, all of them were decorated with golden ornaments. The domes of the city palaces glittered, as did the domes of the beautiful airplanes which hovered over the city. Purport. Regarding the mention of airplanes here, it is suggested by Srimad Vijaya Dhaja Tirtha that on this occasion the demigods from higher planetary systems also came in their airplanes to bestow their blessings on Dhruva Maharaj on his arrival at the capital of his father. It also appears that all the domes of the city palaces as well as the pinnacles of the airplanes were decorated with ornamental work in gold and being reflected by the sunshine, they were all glittering. We can observe the specific distinction between Dhruva Maharaj's time and modern days. For the airplanes in those days were made of gold, whereas at the present moment, airplanes are made of base aluminium. This just gives a hint of the opulence of Dhruva Maharaj's days and the poverty of modern times. So this is the end of the purport. Mukham prati vachalam pangul langhayate girin yatipatam aham vande shri gurudev tarikam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanyeshwaram namo guru paraya krishna. First of all, I would like to beg forgiveness if I commit during my class because so many senior devotees are sitting in front of me. So I beg their blessings so that I can speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam according to Sadhu Guru and Shastra and according to the teachings of our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. So this is a very important section of Srimad Bhagavatam where Dhruva Maharaj is returning back home after becoming successful in his performance of austerity to achieve the Lord in the forest of Vrindavan. So he is coming back because he achieved perfection in 6 months. So a lot of time is there. So generally we have our lifetime commitments, still we don't achieve perfection, but he achieved the perfection in 6 months. So after perfecting his life, he came back. And very interesting points are there in these verses, today's verses and previous verses, that Dhruva Maharaj was received gorgeously by all kinds of people. And it is mentioned in the previous verses that his stepmother, Sudhiji, was also very enlightened to receive Dhruva Maharaj. That is the power of pure devotional service. When we have love of Godhead, just like Krishna attracts everyone, in the same way, the pure devotee also attracts everyone. And a nice analogy has been given in the text itself. Everybody was forced to honor Dhruva Maharaj, just like water falls down. Water, as soon as you get a low place, it has to fall down. In the same way, everybody was very much inspired to glorify the Bhagavan. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport that a pure devotee does not demand respect. But spontaneously, people respect him. Why? Because he is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And all the living entities have a tendency to worship. And naturally, they like to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as the pure devotee is strongly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, naturally, that tendency to worship also takes place towards the pure devotees of the Lord. So, here we see that whole city of Uttanapa were very joyful to receive Dhruva Maharaj. So this is a culture also, Prabhupada said, when a great personality comes after some time, it's an etiquette to welcome them. And the way they welcome is with a lot of opulence. Whole city was decorated to receive him. That is the expression of love. It's not like, oh, he is coming, Uttanapada is king, Uttanapada is father. How come he is welcoming his son? It's a very interesting point here. That King Uttanapada was the king of the whole universe. And his son is coming to his kingdom. He himself, it's not that he is sending somebody to his subordinates, go and welcome my son. It's not like that. This is not expression of love. There is a talk, oh, Krishna takes care of the devotee personally. Some devotees may feel, why Krishna has to take care of him personally? He has so many things, he can make so many arrangements to take care of the devotees. So why he has to take care of him personally? So once, there is a great Mughal king, Akbar. He was told by his assistant Birbal that Krishna takes care of his devotee personally. Lord takes care of his devotee personally. Then Akbar could not believe it. He said, he has so many devotees. And how he can take care of all the devotees personally? And why he has to do that? He can make so many other arrangements by which he can take care of the devotees. Then Birbal said, one day I'll show you why Krishna does that. So one day, Birbal called Akbar in his garden. And there was a boat, there's a lake there. And a boat was there, and a man is taking Akbar's son on the boat, moving around in the lake. So then Akbar came there and he saw that is happening. And suddenly he saw that his son fell from the boat and drowning in the water. As soon as Akbar saw that, he ran towards the lake, jumped into the water and rescued the son and came back. And after coming out of the water, he saw that was not his son, it was a dog. And Akbar got very angry. So he said, Birbal, why are you joking with me? I'm the emperor, you are joking with me. Birbal says, it's not a joke, I wanted to teach you a lesson. And he said to Akbar, that your son was drowning, and you had so many security guards, you have so many ministers, so many people were there. You should have told somebody else to go and rescue your son. Why you personally jumped into the water and tried to rescue your son? Then Akbar realized. Then Birbal said, this is the relationship between the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his devotee. Just like your relationship with your son. So when you are loving someone, you are attached to someone, naturally you like to take care of him directly. That is the reciprocation of love. So here also, King Uttanapada also is the king.
He is a father. So he is coming out of love to receive him personally. So therefore, a relationship, when it is based on love, there will be personal reciprocation. But generally, when we have many people, we develop a system of mechanical relationship, and we have a relationship not based on love, and it is based on system. So when something is based on system, there is no personal reciprocation. So therefore it is very, very important in our spiritual life to develop personal relationships among the devotees. So three kinds of devotees have been mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Instruction. That we have senior devotees, we have devotees at the same level, and we have our junior devotees. Generally what happens when you grow in your spiritual life, when you come to a different level, you start thinking that everybody is junior to me and I have to take care of everyone and I don't need to be taken care of. And here is the problem. At every level in our spiritual life, we need these three kinds of relationships. We need friends, we need our spiritual authorities, we should be accountable to them, and we should have our people under us with whom we have that kind of relationship. So this kind of three kinds of relationship, it is not there, our spiritual life is not nurtured. And devotee who does not have this kind of relationship is bound to have problem in their life, and there is a possibility of falling down. We need to have center. Without center, we cannot progress in spirit. It's not like that when you achieve perfection, there is no center. Center is the quality of our transcendental perfection. That's why Krishna is giving shelter through his devotees. Ashray koriya bhaje, Krishna tare nahi kaje. When we serve Krishna, taking shelter of the devotees, Krishna never rejects him. But when we think, no, we don't give shelter, then problem begins. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful that when we render devotional service at every level, we need the shelter of the devotees of the Lord. So here in the purport of text 56, Prabhupada is mentioning about the opulence. Opulence of the kingdom of King Uthanapa at Satyajuga. He is telling, in Satyajuga, the airplane was made of gold. And nowadays, it is made of aluminium. But still we feel we are very advanced. We feel very proud. We can fly. So airplane is nothing new. We think, oh, airplane is the invention of Kali Yuga, modern society. We are very proud. But Prabhupada is mentioning that airplane was there, eternally airplane is there. It's nothing that airplane has been invented in the modern days. So modern day airplane has been invented, yes. This airplane is made of aluminium. So that airplane in Satyajuga, it was made of gold. Whole city was decorated with gold. So it's a golden city. Now, if you go to any city, there is no golden city. The city, because Satyajuga was the golden age. Kali Yuga is the iron age. Everything is made of iron. Structure is made of bricks and iron and cement. There is no building is made of jewels, gold like that. It's not available. So therefore, it's a degradation. That's why Prabhupada is telling, this just gives a hint of the opulence of Dhruva Maharaj's days and the poverty of modern times. We are poor, but we are thinking we are advancing. Prabhupada said, we are living in a plastic age, not everything is plastic nowadays. Everything is plastic. It is a plastic age. And this is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. By the process of time, everything degrades. Everything degrades. 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Tatacha ततस्यानु दिनं धर्म सत्यं शौचं क्षमा दया कालेन बलिना राजं नक्षन्ति आयुर्बलं स्मृतिः. Eight qualities that diminish by the process of time in the age of Kali. What are the eight things? First is dharma. Tatasyanu dinan dharma. The quality, because dharma has four legs, according to Srimad Bhagavatam. Satya, daya, tapa, saucha. These are the four legs religion has. But by the process of time in Kali Yuga, religion has one leg only. And that is the leg of truthfulness, satya. And that is also very weak. By the process of time, that leg also will go away. So that's why Kali Yuga is the age of adharma. There is no dharma. Only one little hint of dharma is there, which is truthfulness. So tatasyanu dinam dharma, satyam saucham khamadaya. So truthfulness is there, satyam, but that is also slowly, slowly going away. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Kali Yuga, money can buy anything. A man's position will be judged by money. So money can do anything. Even money can buy justice in the court. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So if money can buy justice in the court, then what is the question of Satyam Eva Jayate? There is no question of truthfulness. And that will also go away in Kali Yuga. Those who have money, they can have justice in their place. So money speaks. So that's why there is no Satyam. Saucham, cleanliness. So, scripture explains two kinds of cleanliness. External cleanliness and internal cleanliness. So I used to hear one lecture that it's not applicable for the devotees. Generally, devotees take bath twice in a day, thrice in a day, at least once in a day. But when I used to study, Jai Sri Radha Madhava Sakyavinda Ki Jai. When there is winter, the students, those who stay in the hostel, they don't take bath. They take bath once in a week. It's just like we come to the temple once in a week. So they take bath once in a week when that is the holiday. And Gauranga Prabhu was telling me that he has some friend, he used to take bath once in a month. So that's the level, it's not a joke. If you go, you don't have to go to the West. It's India, you go to the different engineering college hostels, if you see the cleanliness. If you go to their rooms, it's horrible. And level of cleanliness is very, very low. So therefore, cleanliness goes down by the process of sand. And what to talk about internal cleanliness? People is always, mind should be engaged in thinking of Krishna. Then, that is cleanliness. But mind is thinking all garbage in the age of Kali. So therefore, internal cleanliness is also very low in the age of Kali. Then, khama. Khama is tolerance. So tolerance is a quality which has been explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you chant the holy name purely, out of the four qualities, one quality is tolerance. But it's very difficult in the age of Kali to tolerate each other. Very difficult. Because Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel. Small, small issues. People fight like cats and dogs. Very difficult. Because we don't have the quality of tolerance. So Shastra explains different kinds of tolerance. First kind of tolerance is tolerating the urges of the body and mind. Second kind of tolerance is tolerating the dualities of this material world. Third kind of tolerance is tolerating the difference of opinion of others. And fourth tolerance is tolerating the opulence or prosperity of others. These are the four kinds of tolerances you should develop. But it is very, very difficult. First is tolerating the urges. So Nectar Extraction explains six kinds of urges. Bhagavad Gita explains three kinds of urges. Lust, anger and Greek. We have to tolerate this kind of artist. And it begins with lust. Very strong. And whole material existence is based on this principle of lust. Popper said a man is attracted by a woman and a woman is attracted by a man. And that is material world. This is a binding force of this material world. Unless we have that, we cannot stay in the material world. So when we don't have that, we are in the spiritual world. So therefore, once some devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I don't feel any lusty desire. Prabhupada said, go to the doctor. Go to a psychiatrist and check whether you are okay or not. So it means this world is full of lusty desires. One Subhag Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, one day this lust will go away. Prabhupada said, never. And Subhag Maharaj was shocked, not so happy with the answer. Then again, after some days, he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, one day it will go away, nah? One day. Then Prabhupada said, if Krishna desires, if Krishna showers his mercy, one day that may go away. So you may feel, oh, by the process of time, when you become little elderly, that lust may go away. It's a wrong concept. It's a bogus concept. So once, Birbal was asked by Akbar. Akbar is asking Birbal, Birbal, when this lust go away? He said, till you die, it stays. So really? I don't believe that. He said, okay, you don't believe, I'll show you one day. So one day, he sent a message to Akbar that one of your minister is dying. So please come to see him. He said, okay. So he said, please bring your daughter also along with you. So Akbar came with his daughter, the young daughter. He said, wait. He arrived there along with his daughter. So people said, wait. So that room has two doors. He said, Akbar, you come from the front door, little front, and tell your daughter to come to the other door and see the reaction of the dying man. So Akbar entered. He is the king. He is coming through the front door. His daughter is coming in the other door. The dying man is looking at the daughter like this, glanced over with lusty desires. Then Akbar realized. So, you should not think by the process of time, everything goes away. Just like everything comes down. By the process of time, lust does not go down. You have to work on it. So therefore, it is very, very strong urge. And what is the solution? Solution is, we have to tolerate it. Because there is no solution, it's not that by itching. Prabhupada said, this lust is like itching sensation. But if you want to provoke it, then the blood will come out. There is no solution. Solution is you have to tolerate it and remove it by an alternative. By developing love of God, slowly, slowly, lust will go away. It's not that we'll be free from the lust. We have to have the alternative. Unless love is developed in the heart, lust is bound to be there. Love and lust cannot stay together in the heart. So therefore, in order to remove lust from the heart, we have to develop love of God. But till that happens, what is the quality you have to develop? In the level of sadhana bhakti, you have to tolerate it. So first, tolerating the lust. Next is anger. So unfulfilled lusty desire leads to anger. And anger is one syllable away from danger. D plus anger is danger. One Dronacharya is teaching the Pandavas. He's teaching a lesson. Don't become angry. So he taught that. So next day he said, have you learnt it? Everybody said yes. But Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, I have not learned. I need some time. Next day again. Yudhishthira, you have learnt it? No, I need more time, Gurudev. So it's going on 7 days. And after 7 days, again, Dronacharya asked, have you learned that you should not become angry? He said, no. Then Dronacharya got very angry. And he started beating Yudhishthira Maharaj. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj said, now I have realized. Because you are beating me, I am not becoming angry. So I have realized it. But the problem is, who was teaching it, he was not following it. Dronacharya became angry. Who was teaching, don't become angry. So it's very difficult to control anger. So he said in Bhagavad Gita, when you become angry, your whole body gets polluted and you should take bath. It's very dangerous. So I was hearing one class, if a mother becomes angry, if that angry mood, if she feeds the breast milk, the child may die. There was an incident, a mother was feeding the breast milk, the child was dead. And doctor diagnosed because of the anger. So whole things get polluted. So it's very, very risky. The whole consciousness, whole structure gets polluted when we become angry. Therefore we have to tolerate the anger. Third is greed. Greed is another art, is very difficult to control. Now in Kali Yuga, I said that money. So greed for money is very strong. More you have, more you want to have it. I was giving lecture in Europe, I was telling that they say, many Indians are there in the West, they say, when I have enough money, I will retire. But what is that enough is very difficult to define. Because there is no limit to that enough money. So there are two friends, they are walking on the street. So one friend is very sad. So other friend is asking, why are you so sad? Then that friend said that my grandfather left his body 3 weeks back. No. But he kept 50 lakh rupees for me. He said, okay, that's good news. Your grandfather died is bad news, but he has kept 50 lakh rupees is good news. So no. 2 weeks back, my uncle died. And he kept 75 lakh rupees for me. So really? Then he said, 1 week back, my auntie died. And she kept 90 lakh rupees for me. Then other friend said, okay, but your people are dying, but they are keeping a lot of money for you. You should be happy. Why are you so sad? He said, I am sad because nothing is happening this week. That's why I am sad. So this is called greed. So more you have, more you want to have it. So there is no limit to it. This is called greed. So the problem is we have a difficulty in our understanding because we are trying to be the Lord. Nobody should be equal to me. Nobody should be above me. That's our concept. But that's the position of Krishna or Soma Urdha. But we try to achieve that one day I will have something which nobody will have it. But whatever, you may have 1 billion pound, you have 100 billion pound or dollars, whatever you have, there will be somebody who will have more than you. So there is only one way to keep your mind peaceful, is to tolerate. But it's very difficult to do it. So you have to tolerate the urges of the greed. So this is the tolerance of our different urges of the body and mind. Second is tolerating the dualities of this material world. So Krishna says, Matra Sparsastu Panteo, Sitastu Sukha Dukhada, Agamopayana Anitas, Tan Titiksasya Bharata. He said that we have to tolerate the happiness and distress like the appearance or disappearance of summer and winter. So it will come and go away. So just like you don't have to try to become happy, it will come. And you don't have to try to become unhappy, it will come. So happiness, distress will come. But we try to become happy. But we don't try to become distressed. We don't want that. But whether we want it or don't want it, by the process of time, it will come. Because this is the nature of this material world. Just like you don't have to try for happiness, it will come. The same way you don't have to try for distress, it will come. But when our life becomes miserable, when our miseries of material existence begins, when we sincerely try to solve the material problems in our life, then our real problem begins. When you start thinking that I will have life without problem, when that concept comes to your mind, that time our material existence begins. And it will continue till we will have that concept of life. Oh, I will stay in this material world without any problem. Then the whole nature of this material world will change. Dukkha alayam asasatam. This material world is full of miseries. Then whole concept of material will change. But we cannot change that. Therefore, as long as we are in this material world, happiness will be there, distress will be there. But what is the solution? We have to tolerate it. People have concept, oh, after I become devotee, then there will be no problem in my life. It's called artha. So, I have problem, go to the Lord, free from problem. No. The problem of Krishna is more. Gokul, Vrindavan was peaceful before Krishna appeared. Vrajavasis had less problem. As soon as Krishna appeared, they had more problems. Kamsa was in passive state before Krishna appeared. After Krishna appeared, he became very active. And he said that he used to save demons every day. And it is said there was no watch to find the time. So morning time, Kamsa used to send one demon. And Krishna used to kill him, and that is the breakfast time. Then Krishna used to send another demon, lunch time, that is lunch time. So like that, Kamsa used to send demons, and Gokul, Vrindavan, was full of problems. Every day, attack from the demons. Vrajavasis were not like happy life. They had a lot of problems. In the same way, a sadhaka, a practitioner devotee, will face more problems, more he advances in spiritual life. And it will become more complex. And I was hearing one example, when you are in standard 1, the mathematics problem will be very simple. 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, 3 minus 2 is equal to 1. But when you grow, the problem will be complex. I don't want to face complex problem, my life should be simple. Stay in standard 1. No problem. 2 plus 2, 4. 3 minus 2, 1. Do that. But you have to be standard 1. But if you want to promote yourself from standard 1 to standard 10 to graduation level, you have to face bigger problems. In the same way, if we want to advance in Krishna consciousness, we should be ready to face more complexity in our life. Provided we take shelter of the holy name, we take shelter of the pure devotees of the Lord, then we can be able to face those problems. That's called maturity in our spiritual life. Just like when someone graduates, he has the maturity to face complex problems. Because he is under the guidance of an expert teacher. So when we have proper guidance, proper association, we will be empowered to face complex problems in our life. But we don't have that. So therefore, we should develop positive attitude. We generally develop positive when everything is positive, it's very easy to be positive, right? Oh, life is so positive, Krishna consciousness is very nice. But as soon as a problem comes, oh, it's too much to handle. It's very difficult to be focused. Therefore, positive attitude, the challenge will come when you face difficulty in your spiritual life. That's called positive attitude. Anything Krishna does, that should be the mercy. We should take it as the mercy of the Lord. That's the qualification to be liberated from this material world. That is spoken by Brahma in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Who is qualified? When he can tolerate the challenges. Radhanath Maharaj is giving a lecture. Who is a great man? Prabhupada is giving the quality. One quality. The quality of a great man is judged by his ability to face the onslaughts in his life. Who is able to tolerate the challenges in his life, he is called dhira, he is called sober person. So a greatness of the person will be judged when he is in difficulty, how he can tolerate that. So the greatness of the person will be judged when he is in difficulty, how he can face that difficulty. And Prabhupada gives the example, this example, that is the quality of the great person. It's not like you have so many followers. This is not the quality of a great person. That will come and go else. But what is the quality of a great person? His ability to tolerate the onslaughts, negative onslaughts in his life. So therefore, we have to develop positive attitude and tolerate that. Time is running out quickly. It's up to 9 o'clock or 8:45? Up to 9? So there was a man, he was crossing the river and he did not have watch. He wanted to know how the time. So he asked for time. Then there was a heavy built man. He punched on his face as soon as he asked the time. He was surprised that I asked him time and he punched me on my face. What is this? He said, that's my style of telling time. Come on. So how I know what's the time? He said, I punched once, it's 1 o'clock. He said, strange man. So other friends got very angry. He said, come on, you should do something. He said, no, please tolerate. Just tolerate? No, you tolerate. Because Krishna is very merciful. Why? Because I have asked the time now. See, if I have asked the time 1 hour before, what would happen to me? So Krishna is very merciful. Be positive. I got only one punch. If I had asked 1 hour before, I would have got 12 punches. So this is called positive. So if something bad happens, you should tolerate it. So next is, we have to tolerate the difference of opinion of others. So very difficult to tolerate. In Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to tolerate others' opinion. We always think my opinion is the best. My way is the highway. That's the problem. Because more you advance in spiritual life, you can accommodate more. That is a symptom of advanced devotees. He can accommodate everyone. Any difference of opinion can be accommodated. But when you are not advanced, you always think my way is the best way. So that is the problem. And that is the problem. That's why Prabhupada requested all the members of our society to cooperate. Very difficult to cooperate. In Kali Yuga. We always want to have independence in our activity. And we think whatever I am doing is the best. But they forget the strength in Kali Yuga is tolerating each other and being collective. And you can see those who want to do individually, they may be successful for some time. And after that, you will be gone. Because there is no strength and there is no mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if you want to do it alone. Because this movement is Sankirtan movement. Doing it together. And our previous acharya has also told that we should do it together. That's why governing body. Why there is need of governing body? Because we need to work together. There cannot be one person. So, because Kali Yuga, it should be collective endeavor. So why is very difficult again? So there are three friends fighting with each other. Three friends, they made some kheer, condensed milk. And they started fighting. Who will eat? So they said, okay, we'll not eat today. We'll sleep tonight and tomorrow morning we'll eat. And who will be eligible to eat? Who will have the best dream? We'll eat the kheer. They said, okay. So they slept. They woke up in the morning. The first friend came, appeared in the scene. He said, I want to eat. Why? Because I had the best dream. What is the dream? In the dream, I went to Brahma Loka and I saw Lord Brahma and shook hand with Lord Brahma. So I should be qualified to eat the kheer. The second person said, no, you cannot be. I had a better dream. What dream you had? So you went to Brahma Loka, no? In my dream, I went to Mahesh Loka, Shiv Loka. And I met Lord Shiva and embraced him. So Lord Shiva is superior to Lord Brahma. So therefore I should be qualified. I should be allowed to eat the kheer. They're fighting. Then the third one appeared. He said, what you are talking? What kind of dream you are? I had the best dream. What is the dream? So Hanuman came in my dream. And he started talking to me. And said, my dear friend, wake up now and go and eat the kheer now. That's why I went and ate the kheer. So then other two friends got very angry. He said, you are so selfish, you never call me. He said, yes, I came to call both of you, but one of you went to Brahma Loka, and other one you went to Shiv Loka, and I had no one to eat with, so I ate alone. So that's the situation of all of us, we are always selfish. We want to enjoy alone. And that is the problem. But we have to do it collectively. It's a tolerance. We need the quality of tolerance. We have to be together. And third, fourth one is, we have to tolerate the prosperity of others. Generally, it's very difficult to tolerate others' prosperity because of envy. Our heart is full of envy. Oh, we have joined together. He has become temple president. He has become GDC. He has become guru. He has become sannyasi. I am still there. So, he is getting so much worship. I am not getting. So, it's very difficult to tolerate. Because of envy, we always want that whatever level I am, everybody should be at my level. It cannot be. We are God brothers, doesn't mean every God brother is the same level. Every devotee has a different level. A level of worship comes according to his capability. Worship is just like Dhruva Maharaj. If somebody, why whole city is behind Dhruva Maharaj? He is Dhruva Maharaj. Not everybody can become Dhruva Maharaj. We should try to follow him and try to become like him. But envying him is not the solution. Rather, helping someone who is prosperous, you become also prosperous. But we forget that. We feel, I can become big by putting somebody down. It's a wrong concept. By doing less puja, somebody can become bigger. It's a wrong concept. We have to glorify more and more everyone. And Bhakti Charan Maharaj is giving a nice example. He is telling, someone is climbing on the stairs. If you have to put him down, who comes down first? Who is putting down, he comes down first. But if someone helps him to come up, it's not that if you helping him to climb up, you come down, you also go up. So more we make people go up, it's called the association of dolphins. So dolphins, they always help each other to go up. But we have, sometimes if we are envious, that's called crab, association of crabs. So it's called kankra in Bengali. If you don't have to put something on the top to protect, if you keep in one container all the crabs, you don't have to do any security check. They will not go out. Because if someone tries to go out, somebody will put him down. So very sad. So we should not be like that. We should try to help each other to grow. But that needs tolerance of tolerating the prosperity of others. More you tolerate, you advance, and other people also advance. Then it's a good quality association of devotees. But by the process of time, these all qualities, this Kali Yuga tolerance is very low, but being devotee of Krishna, we should be very much tolerant. And there are other qualities, time is very limited. I can tell you one story and finish the class. That Kali Yuga is full of bad qualities. Kaladho se nije rajan, vasti heka mahan guna. Kirtanadeva Krishna sa mukta sanga param bhajat. In Kali Yuga, there are ocean of faults. But one good quality is the chanting of the holy name. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is ruling the kingdom. And Lord Bhima, Bhimsen was the security guard. So one day, one person came and approached Bhima. And he said, I saw a strange thing on my way. What you have seen? I have seen someone is protecting his field to protect the crops. But that boundary wall, that wall is eating the crops. So it's very strange. How boundary wall is eating the crops? He said, I cannot answer. Go to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he can answer you. Then after some time, another person came to Yudhishthira Maharaj, to Bhima. He said, I saw a strange thing. What is the strange thing? There is a water in a big pot. It was full. But from that water, one person put the water in different small pots. All the small pots were full also. But when, again, they are trying to put all the water from the small pots to the big pot, that big pot was not getting full. How come? I was wondering. He said, I cannot answer. Go to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And after some time, another person came. And he said, I saw a strange thing. What is a strange thing? I saw one person was making one elephant passing through the hole of a needle. The body of the elephant went through, but the elephant's tail was stuck. So strange. The whole body went through, but the tail was stuck in the hole of the needle. He said, very strange, I cannot answer you. Go to Jesus Srimad. Then another person came and said, I also saw a strange thing. What is a strange thing? I saw one person is pushing a big mountain with a thread. And that mountain is moving. Very strange, such a huge mountain, thin thread, but he is pushing and mountain is moving. He said, it's very strange. Please go to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he can answer me. But after 4%, when nobody is coming out, then Bhima got curious, what's happening? He went to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He said, I sent 4%. He said, nobody came to me. Who's the person? He said, no. One person came, asked this question. Oh, when he heard the questions, then he said, it's all Kali. It's all symptoms of Kali Yuga. He said, really? So tell me the secret. He said, first person he saw that the boundary was eating the crops. He said, those will be the protector in Kali Yuga, they will eat the fruits. Rakshaki Bhakshaki, said in Bengali. Those who are supposed to be the protector, they will destroy. Protector will destroy the kingdom. That is Kali Yuga. Second quality is that one big pot water was in, when it was put into small pot, it was full. But when this was come back again to the big pot, it was not full. In Kali Yuga, one father will take care of many sons. But when father will grow old, the many sons cannot take care of one father. And they will send him to old age home. That is the quality of Kali Yuga. And third, the elephant is going through the hole of the needle. But tail was stuck. The judicial system Kali Yuga will be like that. The big thieves, the politicians, the big heroes, so-called, they will escape the judicial system. They will not be caught. But the small thieves, they will be caught in the court. That's the system, judicial system of Kali Yuga. Small thieves will be caught, big thieves will be happily living, like the heroes.